Part 1. The Early Years. Chapter 1. His mother brought him forth in a place that symbolized the Lakota world, the place called the heart of all things, the Black Hills. Not new to the pain of giving birth, she silently endured it, with the gentle help of she who takes the babies, the midwife, an old woman whose hands were the first guidance, the first welcome felt by many newborns. Other women were in attendance in a teepee pitched slightly apart from the small encampment, a circle of knowledge and support watching the tiny head with coal black hair emerge into a Lakota world. Later they clucked and cooed and exchanged smiles of satisfaction as he opened his eyes, so deep brown they appeared black. The circle of women worked quietly, laying the mother down and cleaning off the new life. One of them poked her head out the teepee door to announce to waiting girls that it was a boy, a future provider and protector of his people. So the word was carried to his father, waiting nervously in his family's home, as all expectant fathers do. As he heard the news, he loaded the bowl of his pipe with tobacco and offered it to Mother Earth, Father Sky, to the powers of the West, North, East, and South, and finally to the grandfather, and then quietly smoked his thanksgiving for this new life, this new Lakota come into the world. The new life suckled his mother's breast eagerly, anxious to begin his journey. The women in attendance were pleased. One of them sang a soft lullaby, a soft rhythmic chant like a slow heartbeat. Soon his mother helped with the chant, her soft voice joining in, her eyes filled with love as she held her new son close, feeling his moist skin against her bare breast, even as one of the women wrapped a large, warm robe around them both, binding mother and son together. By 1840, much of the northern plains of North America was unmistakably a Lakota world. From the Muddy River on the east, the Running Water and the Shell rivers on the south, the Shining Mountains to the west, and a northern border stretching from the Elk River east to the Knife flowing into the Muddy, the size of this far-flung world was in keeping with the population of the nation and the determination to protect it. Within this world, the people lived by hunting. The people moved camp several times each year to flow with the changes of seasons and the movement of the animals they depended on for food and clothing. The Tatanka, the bison, was the main source of livelihood. The horse had arrived several generations before and was by then a very important part of Lakota life. It was the other reason the territory was so large. In this Lakota world, the life path for sons flowed in two directions that were closely tied to each other, like twin trunks of the same tree. Every boy grew up to be a hunter and a warrior, a provider and a protector. Every boy born was a promise that the nation would remain strong. Families prayed that each boy would grow up strong of body and mind, and that he would heed the lessons of his fathers and grandfathers and honor the path already laid out for him. This was the way. So this new life come into the Lakota world, into the small community encamped in a place known as the heart of all things, was welcomed as new hope, and the people prayed that he would go straight and strong. The next morning, the circle of women who had attended the birth escorted the mother and her new son from the woman's teepee into the main encampment, to the door of her own lodge, singing songs as they went. People watched, and some joined the procession, and gifts of welcome were laid next to the door. Among the gifts was a tiny bow with its own tiny arrow, an unmistakable sign of the journey that lay ahead for the new life. Bison robes covered the floor of the lodge in painted rawhide containers, some square and some rectangular, were neatly arranged against the interior wall. A small girl, no more than 3, waited anxiously, as did the man of the lodge. The woman entered and walked around the center fire pit and then lowered herself and her bundle carefully to a willow chair next to the stone altar at the back of the room. Rattling Blanket Woman opened the bundle to show her daughter the thatch of